From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Iraqi fighters move forward in Fallujah. Iraqi forces Friday entered the center of Fallujah, the Iraqi city longest held by Islamic State, nearly 4 weeks after the start of a U.S.-backed offensive that cleared out the tens of thousands of residents still there. Government troops supported by multiple airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition recaptured the municipal building through the ultra-hardline militants still controlled a significant portion of Fallujah, an hour's drive west of Baghdad, and many streets and houses remain mined with explosives. Federal police raised the Iraqi state flag above the government building and continued pursuing insurgents, that according to a military statement. Hours later, a coalition spokesman said the advance had been confirmed. Fighting continued as government forces pushed into the city and troops could be seen coming under sniper fire as they entered a large mosque about 100 meters from the municipal building. Fallujah was seen as a launch pad for recent Islamic State bombings in Baghdad, making the offensive a crucial part of the government's campaign to improve security in the capital. The U.S. State Department is confirming the authenticity of an internal diplomatic cable signed by about 50 officials that criticized the Obama administration's handling of the civil war in Syria and called for the use of targeted airstrikes against the Syrian government. The document emerged from an internal dissent channel within the State Department that allows employees and diplomats who disagree with administration policy to voice their concerns with superiors without the fear of retaliation. A spokesman for the State Department confirms the legitimacy of the document. This is VOA News. The official campaign for Britain to leave the European Union in next week's referendum has canceled all national events Saturday after an opposition lawmaker was killed. Labour lawmaker Jo Cox, a supporter of Britain staying in the EU, was attacked Thursday in her own electoral district near Leeds in northern England. No referendum campaigning took place Friday, and the In campaign had already said it would suspend national events on Saturday. British Prime Minister David Cameron said the slain lawmaker was all that was right about British politics.
The most profound thing that's happened is that two children have lost their mother, a husband has lost a loving wife, and of course Parliament has lost one of its most passionate and brilliant campaigners, someone who epitomised the fact that politics is about serving others.
Several eyewitnesses to the attack by 52-year-old Thomas Mayer, a local man, said he shouted "Britain first" as he shot the lawmaker three times and stabbed her and then dragged the mother of two by the hair. A second flight recorder with data on the Egypt Air flight that crashed in the Mediterranean last month has been recovered, according to Egyptian officials. The first data recorder, a cockpit voice recorder from the crash flight M804 that was headed to Cairo from Paris, was found just a day earlier. The newly discovered recorder, which stores information on the plane's speed, altitude, and direction, was found by a vessel recovering the plane's wreckage in the Mediterranean Sea. Discovery of the plane's wreckage and its cockpit voice recorder on the seafloor has raised hope that an explanation for the doomed jet's mysterious disappearance will be found in the loss of all 66 people aboard. Again, the reason might be found. No cause of the crash, including terrorism, has yet been ruled out in the ongoing investigation. A court in India has handed down life terms to 11 Hindus convicted of murder in one of the massacres during deadly riots that swept India's Gujarat state 16 years ago. That is when Prime Minister Narendra Modi headed the state administration there. 12 others found guilty of lesser crimes were sentenced by the special court to 7 years in jail, while one man was given a 10-year prison sentence. Friday's sentencing involved one of the worst episodes of violence in which a Hindu mob stormed a housing complex in Ahmedabad city where many Muslims had taken shelter. 69 people, including women and children, died. Some succumbed to burns, while others were hacked with machetes. Handing down the sentences, the judge in the case called it the darkest day in the history of civil society. I'm Ira Melvin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.